God, my truth. What is truth? This was the piercing question that fell from the lips of Pilate. And this question is the root of the inner penetrative searchings that are found deep within the heart of all humanity. For that which is not founded on the truth of the Word of God fragments into a tissue of lies. That which is not rooted in the truth of the gospel of Christ lies buried in a sea of distortion. Building our lives on anything other than truth is to stand on shifting sands, for only truth from God will endure, while all lies and part-truths, distortions and falsities will be swept away. Knowledge of the truth is no insignificant advantage, for it affects every facet of life. Understanding the truth affects the eternal soul of man, through time and into eternity, for as the Apostle Paul reminds us, no foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. How it must please the heart of God when believers can be described like Gaius, a man of truth. It was John who wrote his letter to Gaius, saying, I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. Often in a heart damaged by life's traumas, the truth becomes distorted. Even the truth of God becomes twisted and perverted through the influence of sin. The truth of the gracious Father heart of God, who loves with an infinite love, can sometimes become twisted. The truth of his Father heart of love has at times become warped and distorted as he is manipulated into the image of a demanding brother, a scornful mother, an abusive father. As God's love and his forgiveness, his promises and his precepts are twisted to blaspheme his holy character, many will not face the truth that their view of God could be thus distorted. Some are unresponsive when help and guidance are offered in love. Even Paul himself faced this sadness head-on with the legalistic Galatians when he wrote, Am I therefore become your enemy, because I tell you the truth? To counter distortions of the truth, Paul gave strict instructions to believers to be rooted and grounded in Christ, and not to be tossed hither and thither by every whim of doctrine. He warned believers not to be running after fancy teachings which calls itself truth, for to do so will render us no more than children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lay in wait to deceive. Millions are sucked into falsities of religion that turn good into evil, and the lies of Satan, who is the author of lies, becomes to them a truth worth dying for. Some see truth as relative, and what is true for you may not be true for me. How sad when non-negotiable truth becomes a tissue of a fabricated imagination in the twisted minds of deceived men. But not one of us is safe from the numerous distortions of truth that fritter Christendom today. And the Apostle Peter, in his twilight years, warned him passionately, Beloved, seeing ye know the truth, beware, lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. Christ himself told us that the indwelling Spirit of truth would come to guide us into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, he shall glorify me. Yes, all truth points to Christ. Truth is not to be argued over or debated. Truth is not the accumulated information of the mind. Truth is a person who invades the whole being. Truth is the living Christ who is beyond the utterance of the human tongue. The Spirit of truth and the Word of truth combined to point to the person of Christ, who is the way and the truth and the life. There can be no contradiction, For the Spirit of truth will never contradict the Word of truth, and the Word will never contradict the Spirit. And if you are open to the Spirit and the Word, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. There is not one man, woman, or child that has not been damaged by this world of sin. It was Herod who asked the question, "What is truth?" to the one man who was the personification of truth. But Herod was frightened by the crowd to pursue his quest. Fear kept Herod a prisoner, while incarnate truth meekly stood before him. And fear keeps many from knowing the truth of the love of the Father, heart of God today. For he loves with an everlasting love, and denial or distortion of that fact in any life is a lie. For if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Let us be willing to submit our whole being to his tender scrutiny. Let us be one of the few that will say with David, "Search out my entire being. Identify in me even the smallest speck that distorts my understanding of you, and guide me, body, soul, and spirit, into all truth."